This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Nice. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a lot of news. Taylor Swift in the news, Tiger Woods, bubonic plague, fleas, taking too much protein before you bodybuild. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. There's a Japanese fungus that's spreading, but it doesn't look like it's spreading in Japan. It's spreading in Britain. So the British are pretty upset that there's a Japanese fungus running around the place. So we're going to talk about that. So, man, it's kind of a busy day. But the one thing that kind of struck me is there's a story here where a couple who's been married 65 years die holding hands in a double euthanasia. Now, when I saw that, you know, it's kind of one of those bittersweet stories where, okay, well, you know, it's sad to see a couple die, but I guess they got to die together. They were holding hands. Nick and Tree's Elderhorst, both 91 years old, decided to do a double euthanasia. And, you know, I think to myself, would my husband do that? First, would my husband be even married to me for 65 years? So let me tell you what happened, and then I'll tell you why I think I'm screwed. Anyway, the Netherlands was the first country to legalize euthanasia 15 years ago. But this is, I think, a very rare instance of double euthanasia. The couple came to the decision as their health was deteriorating. Nick, 91 years old, had a stroke a few years back. His mobility was reduced. His wife had difficulty walking and was suffering from dementia. They said if the husband, Nick, died first, Trees, the wife, would have ended up in a nursing home. So one daughter said something which they desperately didn't want, obviously, was to die separate, and dying together was her deepest wish. Another sibling said they gave each other a big kiss, passed away confidently holding hands, according to their own wish. This is sad, but you have to see the sweetness and positivity to it. It's just, I just don't see my husband doing that. I see him going, see ya. They died June 4th, the Independent reports, but the double euthanasia is now making headlines. Dutch law requires that patients show hopeless and unbearable suffering in order for a euthanasia request to be granted. And a representative from the Dutch Association of Voluntary Life Ending said it's uncommon for both members of a couple to meet the requirements at the same time. The Elderhorst were assessed for 6 months at an end-of-life clinic before their request was granted. A judge ruled in June that arthritis may qualify for a woman, you know, deciding to get euthanasia. But back to this couple. They've been married 65 years, and they were both 91 years old. For those of you married longer than, you know, 20 years, I got to hand it to you. That's amazing. You know, you know, in my family, you know, we don't have a lot of long-lasting marriages by choice. And, you know, my mom was with my father for a very long time. That still didn't, you know, it wasn't a fairy book marriage by any means. And, you know, I think the way I'm approaching my marriage is probably not the smartest way to do it. And I've been approaching my marriage as I am just in shock every single day that he's still with me. And maybe that's why it works. I don't know. But I married my husband in 1996. And, yeah, I was a virgin. Okay, that's the story. And the dress was white, and we've been married, so we're coming up on December 22nd is our anniversary. Oh, Lord have mercy, if I forget that. It's so easy to forget my anniversary because it's around Christmas time. And the reason why we married December 22nd was because in medical school, you didn't have time off, you know, to get married or Christmas or whatever. You were in your rotations. And I picked a rotation, radiology, because in radiology, many times a radiologist would, you know, be on skeleton group for Christmas as opposed to any other service. You know, you have people very sick with flu, etc. And so radiology at the time would allow the medical students to be able to take off, and I was able to do a Christmas break. And I don't really remember the whole logistics with Christmas break. I was at UCLA at the time, but I was able to get married and go away for a honeymoon. But, I mean, it had to be tight. I mean, we had to make sure that we fitted in to that 2 weeks. So December 22nd was a Sunday. So it was, I think I finished working on a Friday, and then we got married on a Sunday and did our honeymoon, and then I went back to work. And so, you know, my husband, he loves me, and I love him. But I just don't see him, you know, really happy to live with me. And, I mean, he seems happy. You know, if anybody sees us, they're like, oh, man, you know, they look like a happy couple. But, I mean, I see my husband. I mean, I'm not a good cook, you know, and he's like, well, maybe we'll eat out or I'll cook. I'm not really the best at, you know, keeping the home, you know, clean. I mean, we got, you know, 4 cats and 2 dogs, so he could never find anything. And then, you know, is that what you're wearing, you know, type of thing? And I go, yeah, it's a muumuu, it's sexy, and I get to aerate a lot of body parts. And then you guys all know how I am in bed. Some of you, literally, you know. And so, I see that these couples stay together for 65 years, and I'm really in shock that I made it 20 years with my husband. I mean, because I love him to death, and I just don't see how he can put up with me. But if we do ever make it that far, somebody remind me to stop freaking out every day that something's going to happen and just, you know, stop and enjoy it. My problem is in any relationship that I had, when I was like, you know what, this is good, this relationship's good, this is going to last a long time, anytime I start to get cocky in a relationship, it starts to fall apart. So I guess the reason why this has lasted is I always feel like, you know, that it's not in the bag. And you want to know what? That's really how I think we all should be approaching our relationships. How many times you go, I love you, or you're beautiful, or you're handsome, or you're my is? How many times do you guys do that? I don't. And, you know, if you don't keep that up, then the marriage falls apart. All right. 1-877-TALK-TALK. Let's talk about Tiger Woods. What kind of a cocktail did he have? We'll be right back. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies, stopping the inflammation they create, and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass-fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Sorry, my nose is running. I really got to blow my nose. You guys don't mind if I blow my nose. We got Mackenzie working the dials. So maybe I'm allergic to Mackenzie. Hold on. Oh, that was a wet one. I blew my nose. I sound a lot better. I sound a lot better after I blow my nose. This is the best my voice gets. Everybody thinks I've had a cold all these years. Nah, this is my real voice. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Mackenzie for helping me wipe off the boogers in my studio. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I sneezed so badly once. It got all over the computers. It was like so bad. I mean, and I couldn't see. You know, he couldn't even read the words. All right, now that's what happens. See, in the old days, you had paper. All right, when I first started radio, you just had paper, but then you get the papers wet. That didn't work. Alright, so, Tiger Woods was on a pretty nice drug cocktail. He didn't have any alcohol in his system, but we call it a drug cocktail. As his tox report for that DUI arrest in May came up positive for sleeping pills, pain pills, anxiety medications, this guy was on one medication soup. And it's scary because this is exactly the type of person that dies, that quote-unquote overdoses. And it might not have even been a quantity issue. It was just what was mixed with what. So a report was released this week saying that the 41-year-old pro golfer, Tiger Woods, had in his system Ambien, Xanax, Dilaudid, Vicodin, and THC. We'll talk about what each of those are. He had been found asleep in his car on the side of the road in Florida. His lights were on and the turning signal was flashing. And from what we understand, he was kind of in a deep stupor. Now, Tiger Woods had pleaded not guilty to DUI because there was no alcohol on board. But he did plead guilty to reckless driving. And he agreed to enter a diversion program that would allow his record to be wiped clean from what's being told by ESPN. There is no longer a criminal investigation, and Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office made the toxicology results available. Copy had been obtained by ESPN. So let's quickly look at what he was taking. Okay, so, and many of you guys are on these medications. So Ambien. Ambien we use for sleep. It's called a sedative hypnotic, a hypnotic type of sedative. There's a lot of medications that are sedatives. Alcohol is a sedative. Xanax, benzodiazepines are sedatives. But a hypnotic sedative, these are what allow you to fall asleep so quickly. It works within 15 minutes onset, if that. All right. I mean, some of you guys have been on Ambien for years, so it takes you a while to fall asleep. But, you know, Ambien will, you know, if it's your first time using it, you will fall asleep. And what's amazing about that is that it's such a short half-life that when you wake up in the next morning, you're not usually groggy. Most people are not groggy. They're able to jump out of bed and do what they need to do. Because of the way the medication works, it's not like a typical sedative, which just makes you groggy until the medicine finally wears off. So it's one of the most popular sleeping pills out there. They gave me Ambien after I gave birth to my kid. They were like, you know, it's safe in breastfeeding, and it's a medication that could be used on a wide variety of populations, but definitely not something you want in your system before you get behind the car. Then the Xanax. So Xanax, alprazolam, we use that for anxiety. It's a sedative. Xanax is a sedative. Now, this Xanax will make you groggy, will make you tired. For some reason, those Xanax became a very, very popular medicine during the day. People use Xanax during the day, before a work meeting, before going to work, and they use it for daily anxiety. And I don't understand how they could do that, because I took a Xanax and I was out. I mean, it puts me to sleep. And so you will be in trouble for a DUI having Xanax on board, because it's a sedative, just like Ambien. And you never mix the two. You're never supposed to mix Xanax and Ambien. Dilaudid is a heavy, heavy painkiller. So you have Vicodin on board, which he took Vicodin, which is hydrocodone. Dilaudid is hydromorphone, even stronger. And we use Dilaudid in the hospital setting. I rarely prescribed it as an outpatient, but we use it for severe pain and post-op and, you know. And then, in addition to the Vicodin, Dilaudid, Xanax, Ambien, he had Delta 9 carboxy THC test positive, which is the tetrahydrocannabinol active ingredient of marijuana. Now, if you remember, Tiger Woods had undergone spinal fusion surgery, I believe April 20th, weeks before. And so, it's understandable that they gave him some Vicodin. Now, remember when the story first broke, they thought it might have been his muscle relaxants. Tiger Woods had said You know, I want the public to know that alcohol is not involved. What happened was an unexpected reaction to prescribed medications. I didn't realize the mix of medications had affected me so strongly. And he had apologized to his fans and family. And they say the medications he had at the time were Vicodin, Seloxer, Torix, and Vioxx. And Seloxer sounded to me like a muscle relaxant, kind of like Skalaxin. And Torix sounded like Toradol and anti-inflammatory. Vioxx and anti-inflammatory, and Vicodin. So when the tox screen came back that there was Ambien involved, and, you know, I'm like, why did he get behind a car? And you know, Ambien, and this is the thing. Somebody could say, well, Dahlia, look, you know, Xanax, Vicodin, these things could be in your system in a drug screen and last for a while. They can, but Ambien has a very short half-life, which means that Ambien was taken relatively quickly, relatively recently before him driving. And by the way, he didn't even need the other medication. Just the Ambien alone would put you to sleep in your car. Remember I told you one of my patients had gone to the pharmacy and the pharmacy mixed up her prescriptions. And she popped two Ambiens instead of her anti-inflammatory. And so she was falling asleep as her car was pulling into her driveway. So Ambien will work like that. But when you have any of the other ones on board, it could obviously make things worse. So the big concern I have as a doctor is, you know, when somebody overdoses on narcotics, you know, people say, gosh, well, they took too many. You know, they were, you know, kind of high on the medication, so they weren't thinking clearly, and they were worried that they'd be in more pain, so they take more pills. That could be what happened, you know? I mean, on somebody overdosing on pills versus the shooting of the heroin. But there's a percentage of these people where they didn't take that much of a narcotic, but something else was in the system that accentuated the respiratory depression that the narcotic caused. Alcohol is a biggie. Now, not in Tiger Woods' case, but the reason why we tell you not to drink alcohol while on pain pills because it can accentuate the respiratory depression, and you'll have a tougher time responding to your respiratory drive that you need to stay alive. But you're taking Xanax or Ambien, and you are in a deep sleep, and you start to lose your respiratory drive, and you don't wake up enough to startle yourself to breathe. You know, like with sleep apnea, you may notice your husband or wife, you know, go and then kind of wake up a little bit to breathe. It's because the body is waking them up so that they get that breath. You know, somebody with real severe sleep apnea, that's a huge concern because they're losing oxygen in their sleep, and that means their body is not getting the breath that they need. Well, you get that respiratory depression many times with narcotics, and you add a sedative to that. You know, Tiger Woods was lucky, very lucky, because this is exactly how somebody, quote-unquote, overdoses. They mix the medications, this polypharmacy, and a medication mix is just as dangerous as an overdose. So, from what we understand, Tiger Woods enrolled himself in a private intensive program on his own. He said recently, I have been trying on my own to treat my back pain and a sleep disorder, including insomnia, but I realize now it was a mistake to do this without medical assistance. He has received professional help to manage his medications. Let me see. He said, I'm continuing to work with my doctors, and they feel I've made significant progress. I remain grateful for the amazing support that I continue to receive and for the family and friends that were assisting me. He had multiple issues with his back, multiple surgeries. I think he had multiple microdiscectomies. It's no surprise that somebody would have some pain medications or something. But thank God nobody on the street got hit by him, and thank God he was on the side of the road asleep. His life was saved, and so was anybody else on the road. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So Harrison writes, I want to go off pain medication and my doctor won't help me. He says I can't do it by myself and wants me in rehab. I can't take off work or be away from my family for a month. Why can't I do this on my own? So he goes on to tell me more about his situation, but I wanted to stop and talk to you guys about this. Are there many of you that are on narcotics and are trying to self-detox? And it's actually a subject that you don't really hear a lot of the media talk about. They talk about, oh, we have this big opioid crisis, and we have all these people on opioids and overdosing deaths every day, and the hundreds, and, you know, but nobody's talking about, all right, guys, for those of you that want to go off, you know, these medications, this is what you do. Why is that? Well, there's a lot of liability. You know, can you go off narcotics by yourself? Yeah, you can. It's not easy. Many times it's not that successful, but you can. So when I had a patient who wanted to, go off medications, I let them go through a trial of what they could do on their own. Now, if some of them were only taking 3-4 a day, you know, we got them down to 3 a day and then 2 a day and then 1 a day, you know, but to be honest, the majority of them, they were taking a hell of a lot more than what they were admitting to me. So trying to wean people down, you know, on the honor system doesn't always seem to work, because they may be feeling great 10 o'clock in your office, 10 a.m., but then 10 p.m. at night, they're in pain or they're starting to go through the withdrawal symptoms. And so if your doctor, quote unquote, won't help you, it may be because he's just not trained in how to, you know, do rehab or how to get you off your medications. Yeah, and a lot of doctors, they don't have time. Your primary care doctor may not have time. Going through a at-home detox or an outpatient rehab takes a lot of time and attention. And the average primary care doctor, they have to see, you know, 30 patients a day, deal with patients in the hospital, deal with charts, notes, etc. You need attention. The other thing, too, is on your own, cutting back on the medication, that's great. I mean, if you could, you know, cut back your, you know, 6 to 8 narcotic pills a day and start cutting them down to 2 a day or even none, that's phenomenal if you could do that. But who is working on your psyche? You know, where are the counselors? Who's working on the addiction? Who's working on the core of why you needed those medications? And that's why most rehab, rehabilitation programs take about a month, because you can't just go off your medications in 2 days and expect to be good. Okay, you know, you got to be careful doing it online. One of you had asked about some of these steps online, and I looked at one of the sites. Like, for example, Healthline talks about home remedies to ease opiate withdrawal symptoms. Okay, so it looks like, you know, for those of you that want to do it yourself, all right, you know, it talks about the symptoms of withdrawal. They're correct on this part, and I'll show you where they're not correct, but they're correct on the opiate withdrawal can happen in 2 phases. You have the first phase, the muscle aches, restlessness, anxiety, agitation, tearing eyes, runny nose, excessive sweating, sleeplessness, excessive yawning, low energy. And then the second phase is really painful. It's when you get abdominal cramps, diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, dilated pupils, rapid heartbeats, goosebumps. And, you know, the second phase could go on for weeks, okay? And so not only are you having, let's say, the pain issues or the perceived pain issues, but now you have these real, honest-to-God physical complaints. And probably what's causing the diarrhea, abdominal cramps, nausea, vomiting is the narcotic has suppressed your GI system for so long that now all of a sudden the GI system wakes up. And that can be pretty painful. So even though Healthline talks about hydration, etc., this is where they go wrong. They say consider Imodium for diarrhea. So to stop the diarrhea and the abdominal cramps, they recommended Imodium. Because of that one line, I have a real big problem. I'm a big fan of Healthline, but that one line is very concerning, because people use Imodium for opiate withdrawal, and they could overdose on the Imodium. So the Imodium has opioid effects. And so we do not recommend Imodium. So Imodium is loperamide hydrochloride. So it prevents the occurrence of diarrhea by slowing down intestinal movement And it's like an opiate receptor agonist. So it acts like an opiate, even though it's not. So it signals the opiate receptors. So the problem is, you know, people may feel like that, they may feel like that's a, how do I say it? They may feel like that's the only thing that could help their symptoms, and so they keep going to it and going to it. And so they could unfortunately overuse Imodium. So we have to be very, very careful with that. Other than that, Healthline makes a lot of good recommendations. Like, for example, for sleep or for nausea, you could use Meclizine, you could use Dramamine, you could use Benadryl to help you sleep, aches and pains, you could use Tylenol. Ibuprofen I'd be very careful with because ibuprofen could bother the stomach. But, you know, the big concern we have with narcotic withdrawal, it's not that you're going to die from narcotic withdrawal per se, but you could become very, very ill because of the dehydration. You know, having this nausea, vomiting, abdominal cramps, diarrhea that doesn't go away for weeks, that's serious stuff. Not to mention, you could become suicidal. You're in so much pain, you're depressed, you have mood issues, and that's a huge concern. So as a physician, I don't want anybody going through withdrawal on their own without being watched. Somebody needs to be with you 24/7 when you're going through withdrawal. And so if nobody's making that recommendation, they say, oh, yeah, just go off your medications on your own, that's not right. So your doctor's saying, you know, no, he's not going to help you through an outpatient withdrawal. In a way, he's kind of right. It's just it would be nice for him to explain, look, it's not my forte. It's not mine. I have no idea how to help you through this with the busy day that I have, you know, and giving you the proper attention that you need. And a doctor who says, oh, yeah, just go do it on your own, you're fine, you know, see me in a month, that's not proper doctoring. So doctors have to be really honest about what they can do and not. Narcotics Anonymous, I am a huge fan of. Healthline also talks about, you know, detox facilities and medical professionals and, you know, certain medications that can help you sleep. So they're right about that. There's a lot of discussion on buprenorphine and methadone. The buprenorphine, what we use for that, or the Suboxone, we use that to help you through withdrawal. And it seems to be pretty effective. And it has the buprenorphine plus the naloxone. And as you guys know, the naloxone is that narcotic antagonist to block the effect of narcotics. It can, however, make you feel withdrawal symptoms. But the first medication, the buprenorphine, can help alleviate those symptoms. So sometimes what we do is if you need medication to help you go through your withdrawal, we'll use that. Or we'll use methadone. And methadone also helps to relieve of the withdrawal symptoms as well. And it's but it's a long process. It's not quick. For those of you that go, look, I just take one pill a night, maybe two. You guys are the population that I can that I feel like early intervention can do the best. And if you're already taking a couple pills every single day, you're building up a tolerance as we speak. And then it could very easily go to three or four. So for you guys, I would say definitely go to your doctor and talk about how to cut back. 1-877-DR-ALLY.
Remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in.
1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, yeah, this Taylor Swift suit, that was interesting. You guys kind of have been, you know, aware of what's going on with this one. All right, apparently Taylor Swift was being sued because a radio DJ lost his job after he was accused of groping the singer during a 2013 backstage meet and greet. She countersued for sexual assault and won. So the jury sided against, David Mueller was the DJ, against his $3 million lawsuit. All right. The lawyers, I thought, think brought it down to $250,000 during closing arguments. I'm not sure. But the jury ruled in favor of Swift's assault and battery countersuit, forcing the DJ to pay Taylor Swift a $1 bill, a symbolic $1 bill. So the singer has pledged to make donations to multiple organizations, help sexual assault victims defend themselves. She said, I want to thank Judge William Martinez and the jury for their careful consideration. My attorneys, Doug Baldridge, Danielle Foley, Jay Shoddy's, and Kate Wright for fighting for me, and anyone who feels silenced by sexual assault, and especially anyone who offered their support throughout this four-year ordeal and two-year-long trial process. I don't know why she didn't get more money from him to pay her lawyer fees. Swift was dismissed from the lawsuit on Friday after the judge found that the DJ's legal team failed to prove Swift had anything to do with his firing. Mueller's lawsuit against the singer's mother, Andrea Swift, and radio promotions director did continue, closing arguments still being read. But after a four-hour deliberation, the jury found that Swift provided enough evidence to prove that Mueller grabbed her butt underneath her skirt. She didn't use the word butt, she used, yeah. And she said her dollar countersuit was an example to other women who may resist publicly reliving similar outrageous and humiliating acts. You know, good for her. What an idiot. There's like pictures showing that him with the hand low. You know, you could see his hand down by her butt. I don't understand what he was thinking. But then again, somebody like this is a predator. People grab and, you know, things go wrong on dates, etc. But this is somebody who had this planned. Oh, no, it was spontaneous. If I touched her, it was spontaneous. There's no proof, blah, blah, blah. Whatever the hell he said. All right. They're at a picture. They're at a photo op. Gets the hand down there. That, you know, as a woman where stuff like this has happened to me, it is so frustrating. You know, you turn around and you hit and you, but there's nothing you can do to feel like you can equate, you know, the assault. You know, that's what's so frustrating about being a victim of any sort of assault. And I just pray for those that have ever been, victims, at any level, especially rape. Because, you know, when that happens, you know, name calling, hitting, punching, slashing, that it's not enough. Okay. And assault is so personal. It's so intrusive, you know, depending on the varying levels of it. That, you know, a lot of victims are like, what's the point? You know, I'm not going to get him back to the degree that he really deserves or she really deserves. And then it's also embarrassing. You know, you're already so humiliated that something like that happened that you don't want people to know about it. I mean, this is kind of humiliating for Taylor Swift. I mean, all this had to be discussed, that, you know, this guy got away with it and this guy got to grab her butt and, you know, what? That's humiliating to go through. And so, unfortunately, you have a lot of people who are victims that don't say anything. Now, on the flip side, you have people that don't say anything that might not have ever been assaulted, but then they jump on a bandwagon. And you have people out there that are falsely accused of assault. And where's the he said, she said? Apparently there's some report circulating that with Ezekiel Elliott, he was told by his alleged victim that, nobody's going to believe him. They're going to believe her. And, that stereotype exists where if you're the guy, you are guilty until proven innocent. And that's very frustrating for a lot of people out there who didn't assault anybody and was accused of such. And I don't know what the answer is, but with this particular case, with this David Mueller picture, I mean, we see the picture. There's obviously something very creepy going on there. And, you know, good for her for being able to, you know, win this. And I'm a fan of hers. I, you know, she does good music, and, you know, this took some guts. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a bodybuilder apparently died from too much protein before her competition. Megan Hefford, a mother of two and bodybuilder, died after an overconsumption of protein shakes, supplements, and protein-rich foods. She was unconscious in her apartment in West Australia and was quickly transported to the hospital. She was declared brain dead. She passed away 2 days later. She had been competing as a bodybuilder since 2014, had been ramping up her gym routine weeks before her death. The 25-year-old mom and paramedic trainee had put herself on a special restricted diet while preparing for a bodybuilding competition in September. Upon her death, doctors discovered Heifer to be living with a rare disorder, urea cycle disorder. This stops the body from being able to break down protein. The disorder can lead to fatal levels of ammonia in the bloodstream and excessive fluid in the brain. So her final cause of death was ruled as an intake of bodybuilding supplements in addition to the urea cycle disorder. Her mom told the site that she warned her daughter to take it easy. I said to her, I think you're doing too much at the gym. Calm down. Slow it down. Apparently, Heifer had started going to the gym twice a day to exercise. Her mom thought that's why she was tired, because she was complaining about fatigue, lethargy, and she didn't know that the daughter was using protein shakes or supplements until after she died. When she discovered half a dozen containers of protein shakes in the daughter's kitchen, she believes the supplements and shakes were purchased online where there are not enough restrictions. You know, this is one of these cases where you're thinking, oh, my gosh, you know how many people take protein supplements? And you shouldn't die from a protein supplement, but with every body, with every human body, you just never know, you know, what your body can take and what it can't. And according to this, this was just too much. And so when your body is trying to break down proteins and things and supplements and, you know, these protein powders, you know, a protein powder isn't steak pulverized down. There's other substances in these powders. And maybe the liver and the kidneys just don't like it. We're going to talk more about urea cycle disorder later this week. But levels of ammonia can kill people. And it could cause brain swelling. And it is such a shame that this woman who wasn't, you know, abusing her body per se with illegal drugs was unfortunately abusing her body by doing something that she thought was healthy. These are some of the saddest deaths, I think, when somebody is trying to, you know, exercise and take good care of themselves. And, you know, we're up to thinking that more is better when it comes to exercise and bodybuilding and supplements. And a supplement is a drug, just like a prescription, just like an illegal substance. These are chemicals. And your body may not react very predictably to these chemicals. Or they may act predictably, and you just didn't know what the prediction was. And it's frightening. You know, I think there's this obsession with protein and protein powder. And I can't tell you how many kids I've seen, young boys with kidney issues. And I'm like, are you doing any protein bars or protein supplements? Yeah, I do creatine. I'm like, look, hydrate, lay off. Let's just see if your kidneys go back to normal. It's not everybody, but different strokes for different folks. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.